You're listening to SBS News.
They came here seeking peace and found it on the cricket pitch. Western Sydney team Oceans 12 is made up entirely of Sri Lankan Tamil asylum seekers. Player Sivarasa Manmatharaj says the game has been helping him and his teammates overcome their trauma.
We left a war-torn country with a lot of mental anguish. This is why we started to play cricket, and that gives us some peace of mind.
Most of the men are living in Australia on bridging visas, so their future here is not guaranteed. Now they fear they could be sent back to a situation even more dangerous than the one they fled. The Rajapaksas, one of Sri Lanka's most powerful political families, are tipped to return to power this weekend when the country elects a new president. Karthipan Ratnadivel associates the family with the death of his brother.
When I think of them, I think about my brother, who was tortured and killed.
73-year-old Mahinda Rajapaksa was president from 2005 to 2015 and oversaw the end of Sri Lanka's 26-year civil war in 2009. During that period, his younger brother, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, served as defence chief. He's accused of leading the final military offensive against the Tamil Tiger rebels. The onslaught, the UN estimates, killed up to 40,000 civilians. The 70-year-old is widely seen as the front-runner in the presidential race, and Michael Breen from the University of Melbourne's School of Social and Political Sciences says that could present an even more dire situation for Tamils.
In subsequent to the war, he also cracked down and increased securitisation of the state, so military occupations in the north and east, allegations of abductions, torture and arbitrary detention. So it is quite possible that these sort of activities might continue or be increased should he win the election.
Nimal Rajkumar Rajaratnam, a 36-year-old Tamil asylum seeker from the Oceans 12 cricket team, fears what a Rajapaksa victory could mean for both him and his community back home.
A lot of people were killed in 2008 and 2009. If the same government returns, there'll be a lot of hardship. I'm really worried about people who are already there and people who are going to be returned.
Gotabaya Rajapaksa denies the allegations. The 70-year-old is popular among Sri Lanka's Sinhalese Buddhist majority, many of whom credit him with ending the war. Michael Breen says he's also promising to ramp up national security in the wake of the Easter bombings.
Rajapaksa is prioritising security, and Sri Lanka already was a very security-conscious state, and even more so since the recent terrorist bombings. Rajapaksa has painted himself as the only candidate who can assure security for the country.
But his victory is by no means guaranteed. He faces a tough opponent in Sajid Premadasa, the country's 52-year-old housing minister. It's a race being watched closely by Australia's Sri Lankan community. Jaya Wadurna from the Australian Sinhalese community says tourism has been suffering in his homeland since the April bombings, which killed more than 250 people.
And we had a very bad time soon after the bomb because our tourism went down. And I was there in Sri Lanka soon after that, you know, and I saw how the hotels were suffering.
The Sri Lankan culture was on show at a festival in Canberra this month, which High Commissioner J.C. Veliamuna said was partly aimed at reviving tourism.
The intention of the festival is to inculcate Sri Lankan food and culture in multicultural society here. So we've also wanted to invite Australians to travel to Sri Lanka.
And while the High Commissioner refused to comment on the election, some Sinhalese Australians, including Willie Senyanyaki, say they can sympathise with the Tamil community's concerns.
I can understand their concerns, actually, because after the end of the war, the Tamil people have had very high expectations. And they haven't, received anything to fulfil their expectations.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.